children are dismissed. They're on their way. Kindergarten to sixth grade. And I want to see everyone at the conclusion of the service do that very thing. Run out of here. Full tilt out of here. Off to what God has in store for us. If you have a Bible, feel free to open it to Psalm 107. We're going to look at three different verses, three different sections this morning. Psalm 107 is where we're going to start as we come to the beginning of a new year, 2020, and look back at 2019. I want to take a moment this morning, coming to the communion table. Take some time this morning to do some intentional reflection. Intentional reflection. A number of years ago, I think it's coming on about 10 years now, my mom and dad told me and my brother and my sister and our spouses that they did not want Christmas gifts anymore. That the gift that they wanted from us was to write down a reflection of the year past and call it a blessings report. And so we were tasked with the job of reflecting on the year past and to intentionally do some reflecting on the ways in which we saw the Lord at work in our lives, the things that we had to give thanks for, the blessings that he had poured out on our lives. And what my parents have done is they've taken each of those, they've printed them out on this same special paper, and it was to be no more than front and back, one side typed out. And so you have one for us, one for my brother, one for my sister from every year, and it'd be a blessings report, and then they would have a page where they would take pictures that they had taken of us or our kids to kind of mark that year. And they've got it all in a binder, and they put it out from time to time, and it's intended to be a way to be able, as a family, to look back and to see the way God has worked and the blessings that have come. And from just a couple grandkids to now my parents have 11 grandkids and all this kind of stuff, just to see the way God has moved and worked and blessed. And that's what they wanted their Christmas present to be, and that's what it's been for all these last years. And I got to say, as much as that's a cool idea for them, it's as much a blessing for us because life goes so fast. There are responsibilities, there are burdens, there are struggles, there are things, there are highs and lows and all these things, and it's so easy to get tunnel vision, isn't it? To be able just to look at what I need to do for today or if I am forward thinking enough, just what I need to do for the next week or the next couple weeks. And it's so easy to forget what God has done. It's so easy to forget the things that we need to process. And it's so easy to just get stuck where we're at and not look forward. And so this morning, I want to use that idea of that blessings report and just give us a chance as we prepare to come to the communion table to do some intentional reflecting this morning, to look back and give us a chance just to look forward a little bit. Three thoughts, three areas to do some reflection. And so in your bulletin, there are sermon notes, and I'm going to really encourage you to use those today because I want you to use it even as a little bit of a note taker kind of thing. So participation this morning, reflection. First area of intentional reflecting is to give thanks for your blessings. This is what my parents have asked us to do, this blessings report. Psalm 107 is a psalm of thanksgiving to God for bringing his people Israel back to the promised land, back to Israel, after captivity from Babylon. And my intention is not to read all of Psalm 107. I would encourage you to read it on your own. It'll give you kind of a little sense of the things that they were undergoing as a people when they were in captivity, like not having enough food, of living under slavery and bondage, of being caught out in unknown areas of sea and land, and the ways God delivered and the ways God worked. And there is this phrase that keeps coming up after each of these areas, And beginning in verse 1, it says, "Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His love endures forever. Let the redeemed of the Lord say this." Some translations may say, "May the redeemed of the Lord say so." For the Lord is good. His love endures forever. And then he launches into these different ways that coming out of captivity in Babylon, they were able to see the goodness and the love and the blessing of God. Verses 8 and 9 starts this refrain, "Let them give thanks to the Lord for his unfailing love and his wonderful deeds for men," because those verses before, this is what he did. He satisfied the thirsty and fills the hungry with good things. Moving ahead to verse 15 and 16, what he summarizes, what he brings to a conclusion was, "Let them give thanks to the Lord for his unfailing love and his wonderful deeds for men, for this is what he did for them. He breaks down gates of bronze and cuts through bars of iron, delivering them from captivity." Verses 31 to 32, "Let them give thanks to the Lord for his unfailing love and his wonderful deeds for men. Let them exalt him in the assembly of the people and praise him in the council of the elders." What he did for them was he brought them to a place where they were able to now gather together and worship together. He closes the psalm in verse 43, "Whoever is wise, let him heed these things and consider the great love of the Lord." Do you see this refrain? Do you see this theme that's going several times? "Give thanks to the Lord for his unfailing love and his wonderful deeds for men." He's encouraging them to take stock, to remember, to give thanks for the ways God has shown his goodness, his love, because it's out of his good and loving character that he acts and he blesses. See, the reason he gives these good gifts, the reason he is faithful is because that he demonstrates faithfulness, because that is who he is. He is good, he is faithful, he is love. And so he demonstrates these out of who he is, out of his character. James 1:17 says, "Every good and perfect gift comes down from heaven from the Father of lights." You realize everything good that we have is not because you worked hard or not because you did it all the right way. Every good and perfect gift is because it is given to us from our Father in heaven. Certainly we join in with him in allowing some of those things to come, but the source is him. Every good and perfect gift, every blessing that we have is from him because he is good, because he is faithful, and because his character is love. So this morning, as we take a little time to do some intentional reflecting, I want to give you a few moments to do what we did as a family, and that's to take some stock and to see the way God has blessed you. And so for the next moments, with just a little bit of music playing softly in the background, I would like for you, underneath that first point, is to begin to list some of the ways you have seen God's goodness and love demonstrated to you in the past year. Now, most likely this is not going to be an exhaustive list. We could probably take a half hour and you'd still be going at it. But ask the Lord to help you to reflect on the ways you've seen God's goodness and love in the past years. And I want to pray for us that the Lord would give us eyes to see and remembrance of these. So let's pray and then give you a few moments to do that. Let's pray together. Father, I thank you for the ways that you are good because you are good. I thank you for the ways that you are faithful to us because you are faithful. I thank you for the ways that you have demonstrated loving kindness to us because you are love. And so, Father, as we would take these moments to do some intentional reflecting, would you bring back to mind, help us to remember the ways in which you have been good to us, the ways in which you have shown love to us, the ways in which you have been faithful to us as we reflect on these blessings. In Jesus' name, amen. Take a few moments.